Hey, what's up? This is Chef Nawal Cunningham, your Jamaican chef, and you're listening to What's Cooking with Chef Nawal, the podcast that dishes on the food and beverage industry, the entrepreneurial spirit, and everything relevant to being a chef. If you love to cook or eat, then this is a podcast for you. Hey my people, what's up? Welcome back to another episode of What's Cooking with Chef Nawal. I know it's been a while since December. That's pretty bad. Our last episode was with Chef Trey from Top Chef Canada, and that was like December 7th. Yeah, so if you haven't checked that one out, make sure you go check it out. And I guess I can say Happy New Year. That's very bad, but I promise that going forward, you're going to get all your episodes. You know, life just happened. Busy. For Black History Month, I was doing this pop-up with a group, TKG, for Black History Month. All the Sundays in February. Then, you know, April had some travels and catering and events and restaurants and working on second book. So, yeah, it's a lot been happening. But, you know, thank you guys for tuning in and checking out everything that's happening. And of course, I won that award. I was nominated for, right, in the By Blacks Award. It was, I think, Baker of the Year and a next one. I don't remember. I think Chef of the Year. It's Baker and something else. I don't remember. But yeah, we won those awards. Yeah, so this week it's all about the By Blacks Restaurant Week 2023 Spring Edition. And joining us this week is Jocko's Restaurant and Erla's Restaurant. And Erla's, they're from Grenada, and Jocko's are from St. Lucia, right here in Toronto, doing their thing. And that's a good thing with the By Blacks Restaurant Week, is that they introduce us to all these people. And so the By Blacks Restaurant Week series is a highly curated chance to experience Canadian Black-owned dining establishments. The week promises the very best of delectable and diverse African, Caribbean, and fusion cuisine. Black-owned Canadian restaurant will offer a prefix special menu options for dining, takeout, and delivery, price at $16 plus, you know, applicable provincial sales and taxes and, you know, all those things. And this is your chance to support Black-owned Canadian restaurants, caterers, pop-ups, and food trucks nationwide, because we're now in Halifax, eh? The By Blacks Restaurant Week is now in Halifax and going global, so it's not just Toronto. So let's get in the conversation with Erla's, and then we have Jocko's Restaurant. Let's go. Alrighty, so it's time for some Black food energy, and it's all about the By Blacks Restaurant Week coming up. And I got a gang with me today. Hello, everyone. What's up?
Hey.
Hello.
I think it's the first time I'm having so many people one time, and I like it.
It's a lot. It's okay.
Yeah. Good. But next time you guys need to, you know, send on some food, you see me?
Had we known, we definitely would have done that.
I know. Alrighty, so we're talking Erla's Kitchen. You guys are on Oakwood, right?
That's correct. Yes, we're located right at in the intersection of Vaughan and Oakwood.
Okay.
Yes.
How did we came up with the name of the restaurant, the inspiration behind it, you know, like what happened?
Well, my name is Erla.
Erla, yeah.
And I started out cooking in my kitchen a few years back. Because I noticed my culture, my people, the Grenadian community.
Yeah.
They like oil dung, which takes a lot of work to do, which is our national dish. So I decided, let me just throw it out on Facebook, see what happens, see who's going to buy. And it just flooded. And with that, I started out from my kitchen. It started getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And I decided, you know what? I start getting in some orders for weddings, and it started growing. So I say, you know, I think I need my own space because cooking is something that I love to do.
Yeah.
It's in my heart. It's my heart. My whole heart is into this. So I decided to open a restaurant, and it was one of my customers actually who actually led me to the space that I'm in right now.
Yep.
And that's how it started.
Can I just add in that my mom has always been the center of our family gatherings?
Yeah.
Ever since I was small, she's always been the center. It's all, our every holiday dinner has always been at my house. Every community event has, my mom has always been the main chef, the main cook. So I grew up watching my mom cook for everyone, for weddings, for our family events. And people just kept asking her, when are you going to have your own space? When are you going to have your restaurant? And, you know, we're selling from our home for a long time. And I was like, Mom, you know what? We need our home back. We need our house back. I think Erla needs to get her own kitchen and her own restaurant because not only are people loving what she's doing, but they now want to stay over.
They and how long ago?
They want to hang.
Yes, look at that. Like, it's a hotel. It's a hotel.
Yeah, I'm like, this is our home. She's got to get her own space. And she had many offers in terms of having her own restaurant.
Yes, one
of her, like she said, one of her customers was like, I know a place that's like actually up right now that I think would be a great space for you. You know, it's a great niche. I think Vaughan and Oakwood area is a very cultural area.
Yeah,
it's a very vibrant area. Lots of young people. There's a mixture. There's schools. There's churches. There's barbershop. We're right next to the Gary's barbershop, and we went and looked at it, and she really liked it. And she said, "Should I do this?" And I was like, "You've always wanted to do it." You know,
it's,
I think she was afraid. Exactly. It was more of like a leap of faith. Let me take this chance and do it. And I was really, really proud of her, my mother, for taking such a big chance on herself.
And you opened when? And when did you open?
We opened last September. So September of 2022.
Oh, and that's like fresh, what, out of the pandemic or worse than the pandemic? I don't remember.
Just coming out, kind of part of the pandemic.
Coming out of the pandemic.
Yeah.
We were coming out of the pandemic.
But still a crazy time, though. But still a crazy time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Sure. I think it's a blessing, to be honest, the time as well, because there are spaces that closed down who they were operating for years, and they're just tired, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. And then what I found out is that even during the pandemic, people were craving lots of Caribbean food. Yeah, I saw that. So what are some of the menu items that you have?
So on a regular day, like we open up on a Tuesday to Friday, Saturday. We don't open on a Monday and a Sunday.
But
we serve up, it's a Grenadian restaurant, but I try to do stuff that everyone who comes in will find something they can have, right? So I make a lot of stew, like turkey, like I do some jerk pork, I do salmon fish, I do brown stew fish. I do rice and peas. I do noodles. I do a lot of different stuff on a daily basis. And what a lot of people like about it, they say they like the surprise that they get when they come in, because every day my menu changes.
It's different. Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah. Because people are easily bored too. People are easily bored. Yeah.
Like I remember when I introduced the salmon fish, people were like crazy about it. I mean, it's a hot number now. They call to find out, are you making it today or having it tomorrow? So I would change up things.
Yeah, and I see like your Seafood Friday, all these lobster and
Touch
Delights.
Yes, Seafood Friday is a very big hit at Erla's Kitchen. I think it just gives people a chance to really enjoy seafood, but with all of the spices that the Caribbean, you know, has to offer, and in particular Grenada has to offer.
Yeah.
It's very different than going to Red Lobster or maybe going to the Keg, or where you're just gonna get your basic lobster butter or something like
That's boring.
When you go to Red Lobster, you can't dip your festival in your sauce, you know?
No,
you cannot.
Yeah.
You just need to have that taste of the Caribbean, and it's authentic with my mom. Everything that she makes from scratch, even her seasonings. I think one of the main hits, besides having oil down, which is the main dish, people love roti, and a lot of people roti, will come in and they'll say, oh my god, where did you buy this roti? And she says, I make this fresh. She makes it to order, you know. A lot of people nowadays, to cut costs and also to cut time in restaurants, they purchase things from outside and bring it in.
Yeah, And I was going to mention that
everything from
and that's the thing that scratch. Separates and that's the thing that separates our food because like it's on the art and soul, right?
Yes, and I like making this stuff in house because one of the things me personally, I'm used I put out there. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
sometimes you feel sick to your stomach. You don't know what it is.
Yeah, so that's true.
If I make everything in house, any of my customer coming to my restaurant and get sick, I have to know what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
So buying stuff from outside and bringing it in and selling it from your restaurant, that's something I don't believe.
And it's art. It's not about the art and the soul. And you can feel
and
your
heart and soul,
you can feel your dish.
It's the flavor. Because people come and ask me, wow, you're making roti in-house and it's so good.
Yeah.
And someone called me last week. She said, I passed by your restaurant two Saturday Fridays back and I got a seafood. Captain Ball got nothing on you. Red Lobster got nothing. So I was like, wow. So the people are getting the flavor, they're getting the taste, they have the address, and they're sharing it. So this is a good thing.
Yeah. And what's the response been like from people like this? The community is supporting, right?
Oh, yes. People are supporting the restaurant. I can't complain about that.
It's nice.
Sitting here, bringing in my groceries, and two cars passed because they saw me. And they're like, we know you're closed, but we just wanted to come in. Anything? I'm like, no, not.
You know, just Erla's Kitchen has really become just like it was at my house, Erla's Kitchen. I think it's become like a family, and everybody who comes in has become close with my mom, and they have their own stories. And she really takes time, sometimes too much time, to sit and talk with everyone that comes in and ask them how their day was and what would they like to eat. And even sometimes she'll make something special for someone.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, Mom, you can't make something special for everybody. That's not on the menu. But she's really taking her time for her customers. And I think people love feeling like they're walking into someone, a house.
Family. Like, yeah, you know? It's like family. And that's what we do. Yeah. That's what we really do. It's like family, you know?
If people are spending their money, I think you should get your money's worth in sense of quality and quantity.
Yeah.
And you can't just have people spending their money and they're getting lousy food.
Some mediocre food,
Mediocre food.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
And then it's your brand too. So you got to stand out and people like when they can get that personal touch and they form a relationship with you.
That's right.
Yeah. They call you, they're messaging you, oh, I'm coming by this, that. Yes. And
And that happens every day.
And I'll
send the menu today. I'm coming by. I want this. Do you think you can make this for me? Oh, I have it. Why not?
Yeah.
Even if it's not on the menu and that's what the person's taste bud is for today. They should eat what they like.
So what makes Grenada food stands out?
It's special. Yeah. Love.
I think it's the time too that you put to put things together. It's never really simple. Like, you know, you can't just throw something in the oven or throw something in the pot. And it's all the different flavors that are blended together to create one particular signature flavor. And a good example of that is the national dish of oil down. That's like a whole job on its own. Anybody who's ever made oil down knows that's no easy job. Like, you know, you're not just even though it sounds like everything is in one pot and it's just like that, it's not like that. It's about looking for the good breadfruit, looking for the good coconut, grating that coconut, getting that coconut water, that juice, you know?
And I strongly believe that's where the heart of the people stems from. Because making oil down, even if from home, for example, you have one person doing the coconut, one person mixing the dumplings, one person marinating the meat, one person doing the provision, because there is so much different things that happen before it comes together. So when you look at it, it's a heart, the soul of the people that comes together to put this on and sitting down and enjoying the end result of it, even make it better.
Yeah, I love that. And even we have one, I think, somewhat similar in Jamaica. It's called the rundown, you know, rundown.
Yeah, so similar. Yes.
It takes a little time for that coconut cream to really reduce and, you know, come to perfection. It's not just coconut sauce.
No.
Yeah.
Because you get that little oil, that little gravy that makes it give you that extra flavor, that extra hump.
I can't wait to come by. So, what's on the menu for Restaurant Week? Hey, I heard the baby telling us.
Yes, he's in the back here. For restaurant week, we wanted to keep it simple.
Yeah.
And so we had jerk chicken or whatever a chicken they'd like. We have jerk chicken, fried chicken, and barbecue chicken. And then for the dessert, we had a potato pudding or a currant roll, which is another big thing at Earl's Kitchen. All the homemade baked goods that you can't necessarily get if you go to Metro or go to any grocery store. People crave the baked goods. They come and they line up. Sometimes they wait till it's fresh. Yeah. By the time you turn your head, it's all gone. Hey. So I think that the dessert part, even though the main dish might be simple, just having a chicken with a rice and coleslaw, I think the people will be drawn to it because of the dessert aspect of it and the options that we have, as well as the local juices that we make in-house.
Nice. So you cook as well, right? So you cook as well?
I do my best. Hey. I've learned a great person. Yeah. It's very hard when you're coming up against my mother, when you're coming up against who you've watched and I cook something and she's like, this tastes great. I'm like, but it doesn't taste like yours.
Yeah.
A lot of the times people that I cook for will be like, Alicia, this is awesome. I'm like, yeah, but it just doesn't taste like my mom. They're like, but you're not your mom.
And then, of course, or people, they don't use recipe, right? So it's hard to follow.
Exactly. You know what? Taste. Since I've been 15, I've been in this kitchen watching my mother and all. Now, if people ask me how she does this, I'm like, you know what? She put a pinch of this and a little of this, and I don't even know measurements. So just recently, because we have the restaurant now, I've been writing things down and I've been making her measure, because at some point she's going to need to take a break, right? And this kitchen cannot fall through if she's gone. So I definitely need a recipe book and a manual.
Yeah. I learned from my mother. And my mother, she used to bake for the church and for the home, the sick. And standing there and watching her and she giving us the opportunity to do it, like one day she said, listen, you guys are going to start cooking, so you did today is your day to cook anything you want to cook, you cook next day is my sister. And we never saw her measure a teaspoon or a tablespoon, you know, so I didn't
grow up they with don't a use teaspoon and a tablespoon. And the scale, so and the measurement,
asking for a recipe, how many teaspoons of this, how many tablespoons of that, and I'm looking at you like, come on,
idea.
Yeah,
so of course that's how we do it, especially in the Caribbean, because it's all about, as we say, art and soul, right? So just cook, no measurement. Is there anything else you guys want to just tell the customers who are listening on, you know, why they should come to Earl's for restaurant week?
Mommy, want to take that, or do you want me to say?
take that.
You know, this summer is going to be our first summer opening, and I'm just really excited to see what this holds for us. I think that the community has accepted us. They've treated us amazingly. Everyone has been supporting us, and we just want everyone to be able to come in, participate in food, participate in family, participate in friends, participate in a good experience. It's all about the experience.
Yeah.
It's all about authentic food, the flavors of Grenada. I always tell people we're a small island, but we're big on flavor. And you don't want to miss the flavors on whether it's a oil down dish on the Saturday evening or you come on a Sunday afternoon for brunch. You don't want to miss that breakfast, that Tanya log, that selfish, that smoker. And you're going to get all the flavors of Grenada that you're craving for. And you will not be unsatisfied, I promise.
So I guess Hot Girl Summer Cancel. It's Earl's summer, right?
Earl's summer, all summer long.
Make sure you show up.
Yeah, so show up, pull up. All right. And tell us the address on your Instagram.
It's 477 Oakwood Avenue. And our Instagram is Earla's Kitchen _TO.
All righty. So make sure you all check it out. So thank you guys so much for coming. And I guess I'll see you, right?
Yes.
Yes, man. I'll pull up. All right. Take care.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. All right, so we got more food, and this time it's from Jacko's Restaurant, and they are located at 2679 Eglinton Avenue West, and we're still continuing the conversation about the Buy Blacks Restaurant Week, which is coming up. What's up? What's up, my people?
I'm okay.
I'm good.
Nice,
good.
Nice. So you guys participate in this year?
Yeah.
So your first time? No, right?
First time.
Your first time?
Yeah.
No.
First time. We get to get involved in all the thing. I say we
the events.
Yeah.
You never get involved.
No, I got a interview with by a black sprout, I think probably last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So what's on the menu coming up for this for the one week?
Okay. Well, I'm going to be doing jerk chickens and stew chicken.
Oh, nice.
Macaroni pie and some green fig salad and some coleslaw.
Nice, green fig.
And,
okay.
And what I'll say now, from when I was a child,
yeah,
my mom used to do the cooking. Always cooking, like for Christmas, like Father's Day. She's going to cook, and she's not going to cook a little bit of food. She'll cook this big pot.
Lots,
of food,
yeah.
When somebody passed, they could get something to eat.
Eat, yeah.
She always used to do her pork, her turkey, her stew box with banana,
hey.
A salty boost, a salty tail, a pigtail bouillon, and that's it. It was really nice at the time. So all those time there, I alone had used to be with her. My other sisters used to be the thing, they two on top of the world. So I used to follow everything she used to do.
Yeah.
When she put in her seasoning, she cut up her seasoning, she washed them up, we blend the seasoning with all our taste. We put our energy into it.
In it, yeah. And what's you guys' background? What's the background?
St. Lucia.
Oh, my place. I can't wait to visit. I heard the fig, the green fig.
Yes, banana with saltfish.
Yeah, banana with saltfish.
And cucumbers.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I love
stew
that.
Onions.
That's like one of my favorite Caribbean dishes as well. Because in Jamaica also we do it separately. So we have the green banana, then we have the saltfish or the codfish.
Okay.
But you guys mix it all together, right?
We put it on top of the banana and we put all our seasoning on there, make it look real nice.
Yeah. And how long you guys open?
We opened in 2016.
Quite a while. Yeah, quite a while.
Yeah.
And what inspired you now to really open a restaurant? Like, it's a tough business, right?
Yeah, what all along from back home, I always telling my husband, if I ever go to a big foreign, that's my goal. That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
Because I love cooking. Cooking is my hobby.
Yeah. It's a passion. It's a drive. Yeah.
Yes. And I put all my energy into it. So that when people come to the restaurants, when they eat something there, they will always say they're going to come back or give a nice views on Google or on the Uber Eats or the Skip the Dish or the DoorDash.
Yeah.
And
you get a lot of support, right? Like from St. Lucians as well?
Not really St. Lucians, but I cook for all different people. I cook all different food.
Yeah.
I'm not only cooking for Canadians.
St. Lucians don't really support you. You know, like Jamaicans will support the kind, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but St. Lucians don't really... Some St. Lucians come, but not all.
Yeah.
You know, because they watch who is these people, you know, to come and open restaurant in Canada. We got a lot of fight down.
Really?
Yeah, even there was this lady that went and spread bad information about us and caused our restaurant to collapse.
Wow.
Yeah, because when we started, the whole of Eglinton were talking about us. We used to make it, but when that woman went around and spread bad false news about us, like the restaurant just collapsed. So right now, like we have to struggle, you know, we're trying to get back on our feet.
Yeah,
and then for the summer we're gonna be opening a patio outside.
This summer you're gonna open a patio?
Yeah, we're gonna put a patio outside this summer.
Oh, nice. And how was the pandemic for you guys? How was that?
Oh, very bad.
Very bad.
Yeah, even the LRT construction.
I meant to ask that as well. Yeah.
Yeah, we struggling real bad. I had to go out there and get work to keep the restaurant.
Sustain it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
but
it's But it's good that you. I know that there's a big problem, especially in Eglinton West, with the construction. And of course, you know, the pandemic came in as well, and those are happening same time. So it's like you guys were having like a double pandemic, basically.
Yes.
You know, but you guys still fighting.
Parking.
There wasn't
any parking. You know, if people have to come and buy, sometimes they go outside, they get a ticket. You know, but not everybody wants to get ticket and don't have the money at the time to pay this ticket. You know.
Yeah.
So we just hoping and praying, you know, with you giving us this little exposure, you know, more people can come in and support,
and try the food.
And try the food, you know.
I'll definitely try and do, you know, like whatever I can to help push and support, because at the end of the day, we're all one, you know, from the Caribbean
of
as
course,
well.
Of course.
Because
when I go out there and work, the first place I go and look for is Caribbean restaurant.
Yeah.
I doesn't go to no other restaurant, but it's Caribbean. It's, as long as it's black, I go there.
Yeah. And that's what I love with also by blacks too, because it also connecting us to each other, you know?
Of course, of course.
And with the restaurant week, it's also for it give us a chance to get new people to our restaurants and our establishments. So
yes,
yeah. But I love what you guys doing though. So just remind us again on the menu. We got stew chicken,
jerk chicken. But I want to put
macaroni pie.
Yeah, macaroni
and
pie.
Some green fix salad and some coleslaw.
Yeah.
Jaco's restaurant, fresh food with new tastes.
Nice. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you guys so much for coming, and I can't wait to see you guys. I'll definitely pop by once I'm going to my barber, you know?
Okay.
Oh, your barber is just next door.
Yeah, up there, yeah. Okay. Is there anything else you guys wanted us to mention or say to your
want to say to our Saint Lucian people, it's better we support our kind than we freeing down our kind.
That's true.
Because if we have to continue doing this thing, we're not going to reach anywhere.
No.
We have to be together, work as a team. I never knew myself coming into this world or coming to Canada, and it would be this way. When I was back home, I was a really hustler. You see what they call hustling? If you go back home right now and you ask them what this lady used to do, they'll say this lady is a very hustler.
Yeah.
I will do any little thing to make a dollar.
Thing
I could do with my hand, create. I'm a very creative person when it comes to create things to make and to eat.
Yeah,
I can do that, and so I know how to make money.
So you deserve all your flowers. No, you deserve everything that you're doing, and you deserve everything that you know you're putting out there as well. So
but it's
hard sometimes when you're doing what you love, and then people also, you know, it's like they're throwing dirt at you.
Yes, very bad,
you know. So
and
you know. But I hope that, you know, going forward, we can fix that and people also learn more about who you are and what you do.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I wish you guys all the best. Yeah.
All right. Thank you for having us, man.
Yes, man. Anytime. Thanks much. I appreciate it. All right. So there you have it. You've made it to the end of another episode of What's Cooking with Chef Noel. Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed this episode, I would love for you to subscribe, leave a review and comment on iTunes or YouTube. Wherever you are listening, and remember, you can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at I Am Chef Noel. Until next time, see ya!